we're back on a Monday. The WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and no Fritz. We got rid of him. It's a nice day anyway. Ike Reese, how you feeling, brother?
I'm feeling pretty good, brother Spike. Welcome to the top of the week as we come off the weekend. Big weekend series win for the Fightins. No Jack Fritz. Who knows what the hell he's doing? He's out there being a dad.
I think he's closing on his house.
I know. He's been a dad, right?
Oh,
He's getting the future. Taking care of the future for the kids, the family. I get it. We have the pleasure of having one of our favorites behind the glass. Buzzkill.
Oh, yeah.
How
there we
your
go.
Boy, Buzz?
Wow, one of our favorites.
Well,
and Buzz in the same sentence.
Well, listen, I'm getting the week started off on the right foot.
Yeah.
And you want to go down that road.
Trying to make you feel good.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I already have a couple of complaints about you and for today. And the other thing is, I am looking forward today to watching you try to figure out when you're supposed to talk and when you're not supposed to talk so I don't yell at you either way.
See? Well, I'm the third.
There it is. Yep.
See? See?
The other day, when you guys are chickies, it's always harder to jump in. You got three of you there.
Yeah.
It's a little bit easier in this context.
Well, it will be a big show today because it is the first day of Mount Rushmore week.
Woo-hoo!
The bottom of every single hour, that's what we say in radio speak, but that means 30 past every hour, we will give you a Mount Rushmore. Now, today we will do one of the teams each day. The other Mount Rushmores will be non-major team-related Mount Rushmore. So the very first, because today is the first day, the Sixers Mount Rushmore will be revealed at 2:30.
Okay.
Now, this is 50%, as we always do, this is 50% staff vote, and it is 50% listener vote, and it is for the last 50 years only. Now, we'll get into later on why we're doing last 50 years only, but I think there is a method to this madness.
Okay.
Also joining us at 3 o'clock will be Elliot Shore Parks, coming to us directly from the NovaCare facility from training camp. Find out what's going on over there. One of his tweets I have to ask him about, as always. But main thing today, and we start off with the Phillies, who take 2 out of 3 from the AL-leading Detroit Tigers with their new toys in place, Harrison Bader and Joan Duran, and just an exciting series against a good team that they won. The excitement brought up, I would say, 10 levels for that Duran intro. I mean, like, honestly, them winning games is second to us being able to see that intro.
What?
Dude, so when I first started dating, we'll get into the Phils, but in a second. When I first started dating my wife, it was 09, and we were watching Phillies games together. We would go watch the playoff games at a bar, whatever. She really liked baseball, and then as the team got worse, she stopped paying attention. She is in the kitchen on Friday night when that intro starts. From all the way across the house, I see her stopped, and she is staring at the TV, and she goes, "What is that?" And I said, "It's the closer coming in." And she was like, "It's just a pitcher coming in, and all the lights go out, and they have that intro?" I was like, "Yeah, a few of them have it." Came into the living room, sat down, and watched the rest of the game.
On the 100-inch screen.
On the 100-inch screen. 83 inches, yeah. So, but here's what I thought about.
That's got to look pretty good.
Oh, dude, it looked pretty cool. Yeah.
That's got to look pretty good.
All the lights going up, yeah. I started showing the other closer stuff. I was like, look at the Diaz thing. I mean, it's pretty cool having a closer who is dominant, who you know is going to go in there and close down the game. But here's like, I started feeling it Friday night, and then last night when Duran came in and closed it down again. And like what I was feeling watching the Phillies is, I am ready to be hurt. I am giving them my full emotion. They can win the World Series, and I am not doing this thing where I go into the playoffs at an arm's length because this thing isn't perfect or that thing isn't perfect or this guy isn't playing. Look, I will be critical. I will be honest, all of those things. But I refuse to go into the playoffs this year the same way that I went in last year, thinking about what was wrong with the team, that the Mets are hot and blah, 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 blah. This team is not perfect. I wish they did do more at the deadline. But the thing is, you look around the league and no team is perfect, and this is and the other reason that I'm giving this team my heart and fully investing emotionally is that this may be the final chance that we get to watch this group together at this time. I think Schwarber will be back. I think Realmuto will be back, but Rangers almost certainly not going to be back. You know, there will be changes in the offseason. There could be trades, and there is a sort of like a bittersweetness to it about being able to watch these guys go for it one final time. So Ike, I am just saying that I think they can win the World Series. I'm ready to be hurt, and I am not going to keep this team at an arm's length as we go into the playoffs.
I like where your head is at, brother.
Yeah.
I do. I like where your head is at. Welcome to the fandom.
Yes.
The fan club.
Yes.
This is where we come to get our hearts broken.
Yes.
Right? I will say this. I'm with you for the most part there. I like everything you're saying there. Listen, we get to September. They clinch a playoff spot. We're going to be excited. I love the unthinkable, doing the unthinkable. Right? And with this team, they're going to have somewhat of a magical run. Listen, Duran? Duran?
They kept saying Duran last night. They're wrong. I believe it's Duran.
See?
What do you, Buzz?
I think it's Duran.
Yeah, I think it's Duran.
I knew I heard them saying Duran last night, and I couldn't figure out, like, now, hold on, is it Duran or not?
But I think they were saying Edmundo Sosa's name wrong, too.
Okay.
They
never trust the National guys.
Yeah. I wasn't trusting them.
I'm with you there. So my only point is that I love what they've done there. And I think that he being added to this starting rotation, my goodness. And we'll get into this later. But when you have a guy like that, yeah, this is why the manager feels comfortable. Even though the starter is pitching as fantastic as he has.
Taking him out.
Through eight innings, he can take him out.
Because
you know that guy is the closer. So that's awesome. But here's the thing that gets me, Spike. The only thing that gets me is, and I'm ready for it as well. Listen, get our hearts broken, we bounce back. It builds character. I'm good with that. I still don't feel confident in the hitters. Right? Like, I still don't feel confident. I have more of a hope when it comes to going into the postseason with these guys. I have way more faith in the pitching.
Of course.
Yeah, way more faith in the pitching. So I'm there with you. I'm prepared. It's a tough way to try to get through the postseason. I think the National League is as tough as it's been in a long time. We look at these teams and say, well, there's no great team. Milwaukee. Sure we can. I look at it as parity, and I say everybody is around. Maybe the Dodgers are at a 90 or 95, but everybody else is at that 85 to 90 range. The rest of the playoff contenders, meaning Milwaukee has a chance as well. Chicago as well. San Diego as well.
Yep, absolutely. The Mets have a chance as well.
So, yes. Well, maybe not the Mets, but.
Well, hopefully not, but they do. They all have a chance. It's just like. Yes. Are we worried about the offense? Well, of course, you know, but I guess I choose to think that if we go into a series with Zach Wheeler and Christopher Sanchez as our one and our two and Duran as the closer, and then whether the rest of the rotation is Nola or Suarez or Jesus Luzardo, I just like this team. I felt all year a similarity to the way that everyone felt about the Sixers, not last year, but 2 years ago, like the year they end up losing to the Knicks. Mm-hmm. And everybody the whole time was just like, I know we're going to lose. I know we're going to lose. This is going to happen in the playoffs. This is going to happen in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. It's like a joyless way to go through the season. And there's just too much. I don't want. I'll think about it, but mm-hmm. I don't want my heart to be in protect mode.
Sure.
I don't want my heart, like, let my heart be broken, because the only way that you can truly enjoy the glory of the good thing happening mm-hmm. is if you are truly prepared for, like, if you go in without a net. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there will be a lot of people, if the Phillies don't win the World Series this year, which, by the way, is more likely than unlikely, mm-hmm. there will be a wave of people saying, I told you so. There will be, I told you this wouldn't work.
Right.
I told you that wouldn't work.
Yeah.
I told you. What? Now, you were right. But also, like, I'm not going to feel the fun in that.
I
feel like I can see the reality, but also feel the, like, also go on the ride with it.
I totally agree. And that's pretty much the way I approach every season with teams in this city that have a chance to go win. The difference with the Phillies and the Sixers, the Phillies haven't quite gotten to that disappointing level yet where everybody is sort of giving up.
They're one playoff loss away.
Yeah, so they are very close to that happening. But with the Sixers, nice to have this every spring, there's this debate about believing in the Sixers and this is going to be the year and Embiid and, you know, you get the Chucks and OG where all these guys want to yell and argue about how all the other stuff.
Yep.
And I'm like, I don't care. Yeah, I sign up for this every year because this is what a fan does, right? Like, so, yeah, you're going to get your heart broken sometimes. It's okay. And then we get back up and we get ready for the next season.
Same thing.
Yeah, I agree. Last year, I got to admit, that was a real punch in the gut, though, last year.
The Sixers? Well, yeah.
No.
Oh, the
Phillies last year.
Oh, yeah, that was...
That was... Because remember, last year, I'm doing the whole, I'm buying in and I'm believing. It's like, dude, we didn't even show up in this series.
215-592-9494. Are you ready to have your heart broken by the Phillies? Are you going into the playoffs with your heart open and ready to be broken? Are you going in at an arm's length because you just don't think it's going to happen? Buzz, where are you?
No, I'm all in. I agree with you. I don't think... The whole Sixers mindset that I think has plagued this city, I think we do it with the Phillies too, or anytime there's a team on the doorstep of winning and it takes a few years to get there, is such a joyless experience. And the biggest difference between this group of, like, there have been two groups of really good Phillies teams in my lifetime. It's been this group and the 07-11 group. And we never saw this with the 07-11 group because they won early. They got it out of the way.
Yep.
Rollins, Utley, Howard, Hamill, they got it out of the way early.
It's important.
So they were labeled as winners early. This pressure that's on this team and the whole I told you so thing, like, you can be likely correct saying about every team in Philadelphia sports history until a team like the Eagles last year proves you wrong. Everyone is a loser until they finally win. And it is joyless. It is a miserable experience for a team who is pretty good. We all see the flaws. Yeah. We all know how, if they lose, it's going to happen. But they have a pretty good chance in the scope of Major League Baseball to win the World Series. And it feels like hardly anybody acts like it.
Well, how can you blame the people who have been hurt, who've been open to being hurt in the past, that they finally say enough is enough at some point and they're cautiously optimistic?
I get it. Right? I get
like you're cautiously optimistic.
I get it. I just don't think the Phillies are, for me, I don't think they have failed yet in a way that is commensurate with the way that people treat them. I really don't. I think the first year was a great run.
It was surprising.
The second year was even a good run. I mean, that wasn't a perfect team.
Sure.
They blew it at the end. Last year, I thought, was the first violation of trust. I thought the loss to the Mets was the first real punch in the gut.
Yeah.
Because as close as those games were, I never felt during that whole... I felt that whole season like we were trying to get out of quicksand. Like we were pushing a boulder up a mountain. It always felt like that series was going to end in a loss as soon as it started.
And it did.
And it did.
Yeah.
But like, I don't want to do that again.
I feel you.
Yeah.
No, listen, I just
want to have fun.
I totally get it. And give Dave Dombrowski credit for going out and getting the centerpiece that he got to be our reliever.
But it's a different thing, by the way.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Yep.
But the offense, by the way, we have to have the lead for him to come in.
Yes, absolutely.
Late in the game. So.
It doesn't hit the same if he comes into a tie game to hold it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what I'm afraid of, man, is that we're going to be plagued by the same issues that ended the NLCS against the Diamondbacks, that never gave us a chance to get started against the Mets, which is, quite honestly, made this team a 500 baseball team for the last year. And it's been the hitting. Like, that's what it's been. And I feel like, in part, the front office is wasting the pitching. It's being wasted. If the Padres can go out and do what they did, and there's no guarantee they're going to win, but they damn sure gave themselves the best shot they could.
To try to win. 100%.
We can't necessarily say we put our best foot forward. We did the 1 foot in, 1 foot out. One eye on the future, one eye on the present. And I think the problem is that this team is going to be like this, and when are they going to add that offense?
Oh, yeah. if I go back to the trade deadline, I'll make myself crazy. I agree with you on all that. I think the argument I would say from a positive standpoint with the offense is I do believe this is the best Trey Turner we've had in his entire career with the Phillies, right? I mean, he finally feels like
Trey Turner.
He hasn't. He's minus the power. He's had a bad stretch for the last, you know, 10 days or 15 games. But overall, he has been. Bryce Harper does feel like he has become Bryce Harper again. Kyle Schwarber is having the best year of his career. Yeah. And those three things are different than last year. Schwarber was not having the best year of his career last year. Bryce Harper had a major power outage in the second half of last year. And Trey Turner wasn't nearly as good last year after he had the hamstring issue.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's top heavy, but I also think the top is stronger than it has been, that it was at least last year.
And just one last thing to like, why I feel this is different than the Sixers. Like, the Sixers, they've had so many second, first-round exits. And in the NBA, like, upsets are just a lot more rare, frankly. It's a seven-game series. Basketball is a little bit less random. There were series going into it where you're like, they're just not going to win. Yes, they should have won the Hawks series, and the Raptors went down to the wire in Game 7. But, like, baseball is more random. Like, the Dodgers won the NL West for, like, a decade straight, and finally they broke through in a COVID season and then last year.
Yeah.
Like, baseball is a little bit more random. You can get hot or cold at the right time, and that's not necessarily a reason to believe, but it's more so of a reason to say, like, you can rip off a weird month in October. The 22 Phillies were not nearly the best team in the National League. They won 87 games and made it to Game 6.
Yeah, I think the Phillies will probably be the favorite in any series except for the Dodgers, at least in the National League. If everything holds the way it is, nobody else gets injured, I think they'll be the favorite in any series. So we do have a next question today, because it is, believe it or not, it is time for the afternoon show Fantasy Football League once again.
There we go.
Buzz returns as commissioner. Who returns as champion? Who's in the league again because he was the champion? Oh, that's me. Oh. That's right. I'm the champion.
As if you needed to win to return to the league.
Yes. Well, yeah, I was going to be in the league either way, but... Well, you never know. I could have thrown a tantrum and
quit.
Commissioner, you would have had to kick him out.
Yeah. So for next question today, we will be giving away spots in the league. How many spots do we have? Nine? Is that how many?
Yeah, it was a 12-team league, and you guys take up three.
So nine spots in the league. Nobody who was in the league last year is allowed to be in the league this year. No special dispensation. I know we got a couple of... Yoshi was in last year. I think he was in 2 years in a row. Nobody is allowed in 2 years in a row. So if you were not in the league last year, you have an opportunity to be in the league
newcomers.
This year. All newcomers.
Yes.
So for next question today, here's what you have to tell us. Why should you be in the league? The only rule is you have to set your lineup every week, and you have to be able to be at our draft, which will be at 6 o'clock on August 22nd.
Yes.
At Chickie's, right?
Yep.
It is, so 215-592-9494. Are you ready to have your heart broken? Do you believe in the Phillies this year? And for next question today, tell us why you want to be in the afternoon show Fantasy Football League. It is Mount Rushmore week. Coming up next, we will reveal the official Mount Rushmore for the Philadelphia 76ers. It is a 50% listener vote, 50% staff vote. I can tell you the race for the fourth spot was very, very, very close. And they're really, when you're looking at it, they're really about five people that you think of from 75 till now. So we'll bring you that next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.